This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Thursday, January the 14th, at the protest against Justice Jay Bybee on the Federal Appeals Court. Talking here with Joe Walsh about an upcoming event in Portland, Mr. Karl Rove is going to be in town.
On February 10th, Karl Rove, who was known as the brain for Bush, is coming to Portland to debate Dr. Howard Dean. It puts us in a terrible dilemma for two reasons. Number one, I kind of like Dr. Howard Dean. I don't like what he's doing here. What he's doing is he's validating this guy who is a traitor, has been involved in the corruption of the Constitution. He has been involved in arresting Governor Don Zimmerman and about 500 other elected officials that were investigated during his term, 85% of them Democrats. This is really a nasty, defective human being. And what's going to happen is they're going to have a debate, and Karl Rove normally receives about $40,000 for these debates. That means Portland is contributing to the mansion that he's going to buy soon down in Florida for about $1 million on the seashore. Maybe he will live there, or maybe he will just use it as a summer house. He hasn't decided that yet. So when the people of Portland pour in their money and sponsors like the Oregonian Mercy Corps, OPB, PSU, Community College, but I don't have the list in front of me, so I will give you the list next week.
Okay.
And the list will be out. We're caught in this dilemma. If we protest, which we will, we increase the popularity of Karl Rove on the circuit. Think about that.
It's not a dilemma.
The crazier you are on a speaking circuit these days, like Ann Coulter and the rest of the fruitcakes, Karl Rove has picked up on and goes into these lectures knowing that people from the audience are going to challenge him and call him names, and he loves it and goes to one of the banks with his $30,000 or $40,000 that the American people bailed out. So he takes our money, goes to a bailed out bank that the American people supported to keep
paid
in operation,
for, but didn't get ownership
for,
of.
And they just own all the cards in the deck. It's amazing to me. The theater itself distanced itself from this by saying, we just rent the theater out. Dean, I'm guessing, is going to say, I'm going to take this guy on and show him what he's up for. I'm going to show him and I'll tear him apart. And everybody has a right to freedom of speech. Except when you accept blood money for it, there's a question about this. Howard Dean has no business justifying this man's existence. This man belongs in the front of the court. He should be tried. And standing next to him should be Judge Jay Bybee. And standing next to him should be Dick Cheney. And George Bush.
Are and you if Obama sure you want keep, all those in town at one time?
If Obama keeps it up and keeps going into Afghanistan and the rest of it, he should stand with them. They should all be tried for treason. We don't have a Justice Department.
You're a pretty rousing speaker, you know. It sounds like you have a future on the Rove circuit.
We don't have a Justice Department. We have a contempt citation against this man issued by the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives, and the Justice Department is laughing at it. And Conyers doesn't have the guts to go and arrest him himself, and he's got the authority to do it. He could send the Sergeant at Arms with a couple of police from the Capitol. and arrest Rove today, right now, because he's in contempt of Congress, and they could hold him in an office for a long time. But they won't.
No.
And everybody's got to ask themselves the question, why won't they do it?
Well, do you have a guess? I didn't say what you're guessing, but yeah. Okay.
My guess is Obama is terrified that if he goes after Cheney, Bush, Judge J. Bobby, Karl Rove, Eddington, Condi, all of those miserable criminals, that when he leaves office, they'll do it to him. That's what he's terrified of.
Well,
why in God's name the people in the Justice Department, the Korea people, haven't revolted by now? It's been a year. And said, we need a director that has complete freedom to act according to the law. There is no doubt that these guys are guilty of murder, for God's sakes. There is no doubt that Karl Rove is guilty of treason. He outed a CIA agent, her whole operation, and could have gotten, we don't know how many people murdered, because it's classified. That's the other thing they do. They don't want you to know what happened. They just classify it.
And of course, you can't always depend on their counts being accurate either.
No.
And they're likely to be biased in one direction or another.
So the dilemma that we find ourselves in is that people will go and pay money to hear this guy. Would people go to hear Bundy? Pay $40 or $50 a ticket to hear Bundy tell you how
I bet you get $25 or $30.
How to sharpen knives?
I
mean, how low has the American people sunk? You know, have we no shame? That was a question that was asked during the communists under the bed thing. Have we no shame? I think it was Morrow that said that. Have we no shame? So you people that are thinking of going to this thing, even though you had to buy four tickets and this is just one, you have to think twice about that, what you're doing. You may have to give up your $30 or $40 or whatever it is that you're going to lose on this. Because if you go, you're part of the problem. Because you're supporting this guy to build a mansion in Florida. It's going to be a $1 million mansion. He's already bought the land. He bought the land for $150,000. It's now worth $800,000 in a couple of years. Isn't that nice?
And he's right by Jeb Bush for good presidential
advice. And land
value
has skyrocketed in the last 2 years. Excuse me, I'm wrong. Land value dumped. But Karl Rove somehow paid $150,000 for this land, and it's now worth $800,000. And then when he finishes the house on it, it'll be worth over $1 million. I wonder how that happened. So we're asking people not to go, to boycott it.
Okay.
We're asking people, and I will give you a list of all the people that are supporting this, to call them up and say, what are you doing? Hey, OPB, when you get up there every 6 months and you run all these, I want money, and you're giving money to Karl Rove, you ain't getting any money from me. No money, honey.
You are again.
And Mercy Corps, what are you doing?
And
when
you
beg for money for some disaster overseas and I find out you're giving money to Karl Rove? Uh-uh. No money, honey.
You are.
My name is Joe Walsh.
Yes, sir.
And I'm an activist here in Portland. I stand every Thursday to protest the seating of a judge on the second highest court of the land as a payback for writing all the torture memos or approving them, because he was Yu's boss. So if you know who Yu is, this is his boss in the Department of Justice. And as a reward, is sitting on what I consider my court, because I love the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's a good court. And out of 48 judges, they got one stink. Stink. He stinks up the room. You remember Chavez going and talking about Bush and saying, you smell that sulfur? You smell that sofa? The devil was here. Well, if anybody is the devil, it's Karl Rove. The devil guy.
Okay, thank you. I will put this on the web with very light editing.
If you read your email, I'll send you a list of all the sponsors, because we really